The latest case of the disease was discovered this month by a Medina County rancher who voluntarily submitted a 1.5-year-old buck killed during this past hunting season. Voluntary testing for the disease is part of Texas Parks and Wildlife's effort to monitor when and if the disease has spread from high fenced-in deer breeding facilities into the state's estimated 3.6 million wild white-tailed deer population. Steve Lightfoot with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department says for now the agency has designated Medina County as well as portions of Bandera and Uvalde counties as a containment zone until they can determine the prevalence of the disease in the wild.
With a similar type of restrictions and rules on deer movement and carcass parts removal that we have in place in the Panhandle and Trans-Pecos where we've got that disease discovered in the free-range deer as well.
According to the Animal Health Commission, chronic wasting disease, or CWD, is a transmittable disease that invades the animal's brain and causes it to stop eating, ultimately resulting in death over time. For now, Lightfoot says it's unclear how prevalent the disease has become among Texas's wild or free-range white-tailed deer population.
We don't really have a clue on the prevalence right now. We've gathered about 720 samples from hunter-harvested deer and road kills in that region this past hunting season, and some of those are still at the diagnostic lab for testing.
Lightfoot says the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission will examine these findings, as well as lay out more permanent rules regarding the movement of deer in the next few weeks. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.